are now listening to the most dangerous podcast from the six, the Pod Pipers, with your host, Designa and Jay.
You know, there was a story about a couple of months ago.
Okay.
That I brought up to you, and it had something to do. It had something to do with a girl. You know, I had a date coming up.
Okay.
And my money was trash. Like, I had no money. And for some weird reason, when your pockets are low, coming up, like at least like when you're younger days, when your pockets are low, that's when that girl that you have a crush on comes up, is willing to go on a date with you. But for some reason, like, can you go back to your mom's? Can you go to your siblings and ask them for money? So,
yeah. The opportunity came, but the funds were low.
The funds were low. I remember talking to this girl, and, you know, it was a girl that I really liked, and I wanted to impress her.
But you were poverty stricken.
Man, my pockets were light, which is just... So I feel, I'm like, okay, I had to come up with an idea. Obviously, a day consists of, hey, let's go eat somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's go try to do some sort of an activity. So the activity itself, I knew what I was going to do. We're going to go to a park, just talk and chill, get something to drink.
Nice and cheap.
Because that's kind of elevated. It's kind of more of a mature date.
It is mature, but at the same time, you're not spending too much money.
But it depends on the dinner before, though.
If the dinner goes well, this can...
If the dinner is amazing,
it can translate.
You can take it to the park. Yes. You can't just take it to the park
after a whole
break from her house.
Yeah, it has to be. You have to, for some reason, you have to eat first. I think, like, there's humans, we have this thing with food. We're able to communicate and discuss over food. It's something to it. When you eat,
yeah,
you get to know people, breaking bread with people.
Exactly. You see how they eat, and they're very comfortable. They're in a comfortable state.
Yes.
So, I wanted to take her to the most cheapest place, man. Like, I was hurting. I was like, I don't have anything. I had maybe, I would say, $35 to $40 for both of us.
Wow.
That's low.
Yeah. What year is this?
So in my head, I'm like, what am I gonna do? I came up with this idea. I'm like, hey, you know, the night before we're talking, I'm on my bed, you know, just kind of going back and forth, and I'm like, you know what? I haven't had in a long time.
No way.
A burger.
Oh my god.
Wallahi, true story.
Do you think she bought it?
She bought it because she's not gonna really think this guy's gonna set up a whole shit the day before.
Yeah.
The whole sandwich, you know what I mean?
She's not thinking you're that calculating.
They calculated and like broke, and that's just like diabolical, like just crazy scheme, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You can't be calculating and broke.
Really? She's like, really? You haven't had it? I'm like, yeah, man, I've been on a diet for quite some time.
So she's like, okay, eat it on your own. What does that have to do with this?
So I'm like, yeah, I haven't had a burger in a long time. Let's get, I want a burger. It worked out.
Where'd you guys go?
We ended up going to this Kensington Market.
Okay.
In these little hippie style burger joints.
Shout out to Kensington Market.
And then it was normal, man. After that, we went to, I think it was Liberty Village.
Okay.
Is that like close?
I think so, yeah. It's around the area, right?
Yeah, I think so. Went there, you know, we got something to drink and we're just sitting there and we're chatting it up. And I dodged the bullet.
Something expensive is not gonna come up.
It's not gonna come up, or she's like, okay, let's go get desserts. I have my you know when a girl says, oh, I have a favorite place to go.
Yeah, I know it's a space. It's never gonna be a nice cheap spot.
It's something they give you the tiniest with the craziest price.
Craziest price, and just everything looks aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah,
but it's just so expensive. It's just like, why are we paying for this?
And one of the main reason I thought about this story was what I had to do to pursuing this girl.
Yeah.
And the hurdles I had to jump, things I had to do. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yo, do you think if she would have done the same thing, if the roles were reversed?
Would she have that creativity to come up with a plan? having to basically wine and dine you. Exactly. If she didn't have money, would she be able to pull it off?
Yeah, and just making that initial contact. Like, yo, I want to talk to this guy. How do I approach him? What do I say? Because this kind of goes back to, do women have the sauce like that? Are they, can they be that, you know, witty? Can they be that funny, you know, one line,
yeah,
icebreakers?
To seduce and court a guy.
Can they do that? Do you think they can do that?
Most women, I don't think they're equipped with this. Just nature. They've never had to have that weapon.
So you think they don't have that in their bag?
Most women, I don't think so, no. Because it's just not necessary for them to be like that.
They're just on the other side. Okay, baby girl, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I eat food. Like,
just ready to receive.
You know what? It's sometimes, man, I think about it. Like, imagine getting picked up. Imagine just being driven around, being fed, being entertained.
What a life, huh? I would love that. But that's not the life we were given, Adam.
No, I don't mind it. I don't love it. I don't mind being on this side of it.
You don't mind being on this side?
No.
Because you like the work.
All you hear is a zipper and then, oh, Lord.
Yeah, no, you're right. Just decide the safer side, right?
Because, yo, shit can get real quick.
Yeah, this is what we're on the safer side. You're right. I don't ever think about that.
And then it's like, okay, now you go pay for this.
Because, yeah, at the end of the day, nothing's free, right?
Oh, nothing's free, man. You know, everything there's a price tag.
So you feel like women don't have they just don't have the... But listen, if you dive into why is it? Why don't they have the...
If, honestly, they have a different way of showing you that she's interested. Like, she gives you a window. She opens a window. She's like, hey... I'm giving you. She gives you a kind of look. She makes some sort of draws you in or makes an action. I'm ready for you to come and talk to me.
A chance, yes. There's always. You know what I mean?
But that's like, yo, the level of just.
You have to catch it though. That's the thing. A lot of people, a lot of times, like guys, we don't catch these things, and it can get confusing.
To be honest, I feel like every time a girl smiles their way, they're like, oh, yeah,
that's it.
I have to go. Guys, yeah, I have to go. She's calling me.
It could get confusing. How about if they're just being polite? Or if
we overdo it, though. Like, to a crazy extent. If a girl sneezes my way, I'm like, oh, shit, she wants to have kids.
Yes, there's guys who think like that. Me, I'm not on the other side. I'm more cautious. I think about it. I'm like, what is this? Is this a sign? Or is this just normal human behavior? Smiling, being, having, you know, just those people who have decency. Like, you have...
Like, it is, man. But
behavior it's just
like they all want polite. Me. They just I grew up thinking like I was the shit.
So every time somebody smiles at you and stuff, you always have these
girl
ideas.
Smiles at me. She walks by me. I'm like, yo, she could have made a left over there. She decided to walk this way.
You think about these things. You calculate that in her head. She's also thinking.
I like red. She's wearing red.
So yeah, she obviously she wants to marry you.
She wants to be with me. How can I let her be with me? What do I have to do? Now I have to go because she's dying inside. She wants to be with me.
She's made that decision.
I gotta go save her.
But see, that's the thing. What are the chances that you're right all the... Like, most of the time you're right.
Most of the times I'm not right. But it's like that. I don't want that 5% or that 10% chance...
To miss...
That I
to
might
escape.
Be correct.
To I'll escape you. It.
So I'll take it.
Me, I need more signs. I can't. I can write off stuff as this is just.
Hey.
Yeah, this could be more of a coincidence. You know, like people just smiling at you or thank you.
Yeah.
These are, I feel like that's normal behavior. That's like it's not enough.
I know, but the thing is, we do it so often, though.
Yeah. No, the funny thing is, I have a friend that's like that. He has the same kind of ideology. Like it could be five guys walking together.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a. Girl in front of us, and then after that, I remember like this is back in the day. He'll be like, "Guys, don't make it obvious, but she's looking at me." I'm like, "How's that possible? There's five of us."
Like she's looking directly
from
at me
from a distance. Yeah, he's somehow because like even if she looks at us, there's no way she's looking at one person
because you guys are so close.
Yeah, we're right beside each other.
Yeah,
and he'll be like, "Don't make it obvious. Don't make it obvious."
Because you guys see it too. Just play it off, right?
Yeah, we're like, no, everybody's normal. We're assuming that she's just looking in this direction. Because there's five people walking together.
So there's no chance of him being right, is what you're saying.
He's immediately always assuming, yo, chill, man, she wants me. I'm like, I love this guy's confidence. It's crazy. But what borderline delusional.
It can be delusional too.
Yeah, it's like delusional. Like every like so, any form of eye contact. Yes, this person is infatuated with you, so they can't ever look at you.
But if that moment, if he was right and she came up, she hey, you know, you didn't see me smile at you. Like, what's come here?
Yes, the thing is,
you guys will be like, yo, I'm never like doubting.
I would never doubt him again. But the thing is, it would be so much times or like it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Our brains like he fell so many times, you said.
No, it's just that I can also make those judgment calls too with everything. Oh yes, a girl looked at me. Yes, she loves me. Let me go talk to her. And a lot of times, like you'll notice that guys will be wrong.
Yeah.
They'll come up to you and you'll come up to a girl. Yeah, I seen you look at me. No, what are you talking about? I was just looking around. I was just yawning. No, I just thought you were trying to call me.
You know what's interesting? I remember like being in a relationship and. Me, I'm the type of person that I will like overshare a lot.
You're overshare.
Exactly. Yeah. Like depending on the person I'm in relation, like the person I'm with, I would tell them everything.
You don't like. You
don't I don't hide anything. It's just my nature. So I remember coming to the girl that I was dating. I'm like, hey, whatever. How was your day? I'm good. I'm like, oh, some girl approached me today, and she wanted to talk to me and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I told her I'm in a relationship. Right? Yeah. And
it's the right thing to do.
She's like, yeah. She's like, how did that make you feel? And okay. The thing is, she's like, I understand at that moment what she's trying to do, because if I say, yo, no, I didn't feel no ways, like, you know, I don't care for it. I'm a liar, right? Yeah. And if I say, yo, I feel good, like it gave me a confidence boost.
Yes.
Like, oh, now I'm checking out the girls. I'm not happy in the situation that I'm in. It's you know.
Damn.
But at that moment, it's like. It did give me a confidence boost.
Yeah.
Like as we're humans, right? Like yeah. As people, you know, when someone finds you attractive,
yeah,
you can't help but feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's validating.
Exactly. It's not like you're going to go and cheat on your girl or whatever, or, you know?
Yeah.
It's just the fact that it's just human nature. Like, hey, oh, you smell good. Like, I get that a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good compliment.
And... or you'll get the oh hey you know that girl wants to flirt with you,
yes,
and then at a certain moment in that whole like conversation you have to let her know, hey, I'm in a relationship or I'm married or I'm doing this, yes, or that
before it gets anywhere.
Before, yeah. And the question is, do you share that? Like, what would you do in my situation?
I'm not gonna lie, I would share it. It's interesting, and I think it would keep whoever you're with on their toes. They wouldn't get lazy, right?
Yeah. But the thing is, we know how they're gonna take it.
Yes, but sometimes
like, yo, like you're not it's so easy for girls to be like, okay, whatever, go be with her then. Clearly, it's not what you want.
Oh no!
And sometimes there's a lot of irrational conversations that I notice that I have sometimes, like you know, when I was in a relationship.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I'm all for just keeping people on their toes. I feel like that's very healthy. To let them know that you still have it, or you're not just, they haven't captured you, and no one else can have you, and they could just relax.
But you have to understand that women feel like they're their prize. You're just an accessory to the whole setup.
Right? Women are the prize. We're just bozos?
Yeah, look at it, the way it's been set up for a very long time, right? So I found that very interesting. So going back to, can women... I guess like you said, they weren't really equipped with it. They never really had to try.
Yeah.
They like to show you a little two signs that she is interested in you, but she ultimately wants you to make that move.
Yeah, it just feels more natural for them.
Exactly.
To come up to them,
like yo, and then it's pretty interesting, man. I remember growing up, it's like you would have to like work on a couple of things. You know, first things, because you have a small window, man.
Yeah.
Before she says, oh, no, when walks away, it's like you really have to capture her mind.
Yes, you have to be confident, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Approaching is, that's where the confidence, it's very attractive, right? When somebody has confidence. So if you don't have that confidence right away, and if you don't approach them, it kind of might turn them off. Because, hey, you couldn't approach me. Why can't you just come up? Because it's a very attractive trait.
Exactly. It depends on, the thing is, well, as soon as you open your mouth, because a lot of people are attractive before they say anything.
Before they talk,
and they become very ugly, man. A lot of them, as soon as they open their mouths, like
why? Because of their voice.
Their voice, the way they talk, what they're talking about. It's just like oh my God, you're better off not saying anything. Just look good, smile. That's it. Don't ever open your mouth in public.
That's so harsh, though.
It's harsh, but you've met those people. It's like, or the guy, the girl will laugh, and then she sounds like a, like literally like feeding time in the zoo.
Dying hyena.
or the guy just sounds like a, you know, especially when the guy, especially from here, like in Toronto, you have that crazy slang.
Yeah.
Yo, guy. It's like, oh shit. It's like this,
yo, I think everybody. I speak for everyone.
Like, have you
turn
gone,
off for anybody?
Have you gone to middle school? Have you gone in any school in any age?
Yes. Do you have any education?
A lot of girls, find that as a turn off. I met girls that talk that way. I didn't know whether to walk away or just to donate to their cause.
A girl that talks like that, jeez.
Talks like a literally like a road man.
Yeah, she's a victim.
I'm like, yo, how, like, should I create a GoFundMe? What do you need? How do we get back? Anyways, so I noticed that there's a couple of things. I noticed that approaching men, you know, when it comes to dating or when it comes to, like, just talking to someone you're attracted to, I think that'd be a little difficult. And every time I talk to some of my female friends, mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you, even the married ones, yeah. Sometimes, because I can't help it, I like to ask these uncomfortable questions sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you let your man know that you want him? Like, how do you let your husband know that
you're
in the mood?
Affection?
Yeah.
Okay. These are the questions you ask.
I do ask. It might be inappropriate. It's up to you if you want to answer. But the thing is, they were close enough to...
Who is letting you in their house?
Be like, yo, how do you, like, what do? Do you just leave your dira on the couch? And like, oh, and he comes home, he's like, oh, shit.
There's a sign. But I'm pretty sure that's, like, stuff that people discuss over time. Like, if I leave this dira on this pillow...
The pink one or the blue one?
Mimi, yeah?
Mimi at the... Mimi in the club, it's going down.
Anywhere you meet me, guaranteed to go down. No, the thing is, like, it's I'm pretty sure down. Over time, like, there's measures that people have taken to communicate, you know? Or maybe they might just say, just come.
I think about that, the poor miskin girl that just grabs your hand and says, come with me. And just leads you to the bedroom.
How is she poor and miskin? Like, seems like a rich, wild person.
No, I'm just saying, like, not like in the sense of monetary, but I'm just saying she's just like, innocent. She doesn't know how, she can't use any, you know, no speech, nothing. It's just.
What is she, a feral animal? What is it? What do they call those?
Come with you, Furby?
What is she, those wild humans that come don't have communication skills?
Please come with me for a minute.
I need.
But it's
love.
Interesting, man. You know what's interesting? The shy one, the crazy one, the one that can't even put two sentences together. As soon as you guys are with it, everyone's a fair game.
What do you mean?
Everyone gets loud. Everyone gets rowdy. Everyone's like, no one gives a damn. Imagine if everything you guys say in that moment was recorded.
Yeah, there's a reason it's done in private, right? These things, they'll never be exposed.
No, even to yourselves, amongst yourselves. Like, let's record, like, even just audio. Let's record ourselves.
No, that's not what we do.
I'm talking about audio. It doesn't have to be visual.
Yeah, even the audio.
Because, yo, people say some wild shit. Like that girl that hardly ever speaks.
How do you know?
I hear things. I was told a lot.
People have been sending you messages?
Adamu.
Look, this is how she sounds.
But think about it, because a lot of people, you guys can relate too, you know, especially the married ones.
Yes. Well, obviously, they'll never tell us.
We are keeping it halal, you know.
Obviously, why would they ever tell us? Hey, guys, you guys want to know something interesting about my marriage?
Yo, next time when you guys are doing it, send me your audio.
Send it straight to Adam's email.
And it's crazy because everything is like, oh, shit, I can't believe it. Because you're such at a high moment.
I think you know like the contrast between who they are and who they see look like,
become. If there was no judgment in this world,
how everybody becomes a psychopath.
If there's no judgment in this world, like if you were never gonna be judged, right? This is who you would be. That moment you're
that
having
reality,
sex.
The reality of this, these people, like people can become very different from how they appear. There's a side that no one sees. Basically.
No one sees, man, and it's out for like. short amount of time.
It's interesting, yeah, but it's only for their spouse's ears. It's not for our ears, Adam.
It's not for our ears, but hey, I'm trying to do a research, man. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in my
community. Funded by who?
Funded by me.
The month?
I want to know what's going on in my community. I want to be involved.
Funded by Adam and Eve? Sex toys store?
So, yeah, so honestly, man, I would want to give pointers. Let's give that especially some of our sisters that don't know how to tell their man, hey, I'm ready for you. I'm ready. I need it. I'm dying. I'm crazy. I've been home all day and I need some love.
So you're saying that this is a problem that we're in?
It could be a problem because the thing is, a lot of these people don't speak out.
And it's our job.
It's our job to help.
Random men from Toronto.
No, we're not helping. We're helping the females. We're not helping the men.
It's something
just, you know, indirectly. But so what would you tell? How would you tell it? How would you tell a girl?
I would not tell her anything because this is not my realm. I would leave it to the women. Why?
She
why would they come
to
us?
How to tell her man, yo, I'm ready.
No, like I'm assuming there's this big scholar in their community, a woman that tells these things.
No,
to
man,
the,
you know, these are not other women.
No, there has to be. There has to be one person.
Who are you really gonna go to talk
I'm pretty
to?
Sure they have a person. We just don't know.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're just
because we're not in their community.
Brother,
we're not with the women. We don't know. Maybe they have one lady that just tells them.
I'm telling you, man. You have to scream. I looked into this. They don't have it. They need some pointers. Okay, did she put like the sock on the doorknob? Did she make the guy's favorite meal?
She just talks. Opens her mouth. No, and says, let's go.
Go where? And he said, like, sometimes he doesn't understand. It's, you're right, go where?
First of all, why is she marrying this bonobo ape that has no brain cells?
No, he wants to. You have to understand, he just came from work. Rush hour, everything's crazy outside. Let's go. What? Go where?
I'm pretty sure he could put, like, two and two together. Like, this. Is he, like, brain dead?
It's not brain dead. He needs a little bit more information.
So okay, let me get this straight. So basically, you're saying that we have to open a course for these women on how to tell their husbands.
There's gotta be
that they want to make love. First of all, how do we get into this industry?
There's gotta be like that's a couple of go-to things. You know what I mean?
And you're saying we're the guys for the job.
So when your wife does these things, she means business. Stop effing around.
So we're telling the women.
And give it a
because
business.
Because of our experience. As men, we know this is what we understand.
It's hard for them, man. Because, you've been in relationships.
Yes.
I've been in relationships. Our friends have been. We kind of talk about this here and there, you know. And it's hard for them sometimes.
Just to get a hug.
It's like, yo, like, I know she's, like, she needs me or she wants me, but she can't communicate it. She feels, like, ashamed or she like, I don't know how to come up. Yeah, I don't want to be, you know.
Okay, my thing is, I just assume this stuff is already taken care of once you're in a relationship.
Who's taking care of this? You're just assuming that.
I'm assuming that once you have two adults are together and they're in a marriage, they understand these things. Like these are things that first and foremost are taken care of. Like there's a system in place over time.
I'll tell you a funny story.
So people are just not talking.
I had an uncle.
Mute.
I had an uncle. Okay. Right? One of my uncles said, this kind of goes to why you think there's answers and. There's all these things in place for them.
Yeah, you'd like to assume.
I'm like, Uncle, how long have you been married? He's like, I've been married. For some reason, we got into a weird subject.
Yeah.
He's like, I've never seen my wife naked.
Damn.
Like nude at all. Wallah. He's talking seriously. He's like, I genuinely believe if I see my wife naked, like we're no longer married. Should be divorced. Like that's, you know what I mean? I feel like there's a lie. For some, I don't know. He's never seen her naked, ever. He's like, the lights in the hallway, everything's off. Then we make our move.
In the darkness.
In the dark.
This is very wild.
He's like,
been married
for so many years. Over 20 plus years. I've never seen my wife naked at all.
Oh, that's surprising. But and this is this is not a problem for him?
No, because he clearly, if it was, he would have changed it, right? He's comfortable.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, you think these things are common. You know, they're not common. They're not common sense at all. It's like people don't
know
what's going
on. First of all, how do you guys even get to that subject? Were you guys talking about lights?
I have no idea. But I remember talking about this.
It's dark in here.
And I'm like, Uncle, you are allowed to see her flocking on the Google, you know?
So basically, your uncle's
there's a lot of difficulties in marriages, man.
Oh, so you're saying that something like that is maybe not optimal for both parties, but it's just going on because no one wants to talk.
There's no commonalities into.
I thought people communicate these things. Like, this is normal behavior.
They don't. They really don't.
So people, they're talking about the taxes. They're talking about the children. They're talking about
all these things. But they're like, okay, hey husband, I need your. Or hey wife, I need your
affection.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
And because of that, your uncle has been in the dark for 27 years.
And continuously to be in it. So we want
to help. Maybe that's the secret to a long marriage.
How?
Everybody just be in the dark.
You don't know whether you're married to who's coming out of the... Poor man. Well, I'm like, how is this? This man is living in the dark.
Literally.
So I want to help my uncles. What I'm really getting at is I want to help my uncles.
Okay, so you want to help the uncles.
I want to help these men. You know, because, I feel like even just generations before us and all, they have a weird way of dealing with it.
You're saying these are subjects that people don't like talking about.
They don't like talking about this. I think the younger generation, like this Gen Z or whatever they're called,
They're going to be more open to this stuff.
They're a bit more disgusting. They're actually filthy humans. They're bullshit. Like,
we don't know anything.
I don't even want to think about what they say.
Yeah, I don't. Those guys are weirdos. Sorry if you guys are part of the Gen Z.
What year does the Gen Z start from?
Gen Z is from
1995.
I don't know what year. Some certain year to the end of time.
No, it has to be 2000, at least 2000.
Is it 2000?
I believe so. Yeah, 2003. I think something can be 95. But yeah, but yeah, there's those.
So basically, you want to open a course for.
For people my age and communication. Older, people my age and older.
What would you call the course?
What would I call it? For you to be openly intimate with your partner, it would be called
Adam's Moan and Groans 101.
No. That's a very good question.
I like that. Adam's Moan and Groans 101.
No, because you can't even get to the moan and groans. You don't know how to even get her.
But that's the thing. People will get the gist of what you're talking about if you say moan and groans. Because no one just really moans for anything else. Everybody knows moaning is only for one thing, right?
So, we go find a way. So, there has to be a universal.
How would you teach this course? Is it online?
No, obviously, it has to be one-on-one.
See? We caught you right there. Officers?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
This goes back to that, that psycho yoga instructor?
That's what I'm saying. That's
you must bend it this
way. They're never clean. They always have dirty ulterior motives. They always come out like they're helping people
on top of each
spiritual.
Other.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
At the end of every documentary, orgy. Why? No one is really good?
There isn't, man.
In the beginning, yes, the chakras. You must open all the chakras.
What the hell is a chakra?
Before end of the movie, you're like handcuffs. Big orgy got caught.
He's been doing this from Serbia to LA.
Yo, how many Netflix documentaries? All these gurus from Japan to India.
Yeah. Calcutta. But yo, I don't know, man. Women love yoga, though.
Obviously,
why do they keep falling for this?
They love yoga. The thing is, these people are always charismatic, right, Adam? That's why I'm scared for you.
My instructor is the best.
That's why I'm scared for you, because that's how they always come and start off charming.
For me,
like
I'm genuine. I really want to help them.
But that's how they all say it. That's the same line they all say. I really want
to
help
them. But I feel like I was chosen to do this. This is my way. This is what I'm going to give back to the world.
You know how they're going
to
catch you? They're going to send an FBI agent in a hijab.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be fully recorded, everything. And then after that, before you know it, there's cameras everywhere set up.
Adam, you have to understand, what I'm doing is different.
Adam, where are your clothes?
I'm getting a wash.
Send them in.
I want to multitask. Right? But to be honest, it's like that. I want to help. I want to help you people. I got something.
Okay, we can help them, but there's other ways. I feel like these kind of topics, I feel more... It's just more...
You just have to let them suffer.
It's more useful.
We can also do some whip...
You can help the men, but I feel like stuff like this is more for women. It's better for other women help.
I don't have nothing to do with the men. I don't want to help them up.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I want to help the females.
Women would feel more comfortable with this subject with other men. Like, women would feel comfortable with other women. You think they would feel comfortable with this subject with you, Adam?
But I'm different. That's what I'm trying to show you.
You're saying you're special enough that even the women would not have any...
You know how girls feel about their gay friend?
Oh, you're like that.
Not like that, but in
I get what you're trying to say. Like, you have a special connection.
Yeah, it's kind of. Oh, no, that's just Adam.
Yeah. You're like, back in the days, it used to be like eunuchs.
Don't worry, just change in front of him. That's just Adam.
You know the eunuchs? That's back in the day, that's the kind of thing that they had. You know eunuchs, those guys who don't have any genitals.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Basically, they have a free pass because they can't do any harm.
It's just him. Just don't worry. Go put it on, take it off, put it inside.
So you're basically saying that you have this type of connection,
man,
with women.
I want to have that connection, that deep inner
where they don't feel connection. Any bad
no
intentions.
Because my intentions are good, pure.
Adam touches my breast, but he's checking my heartbeat.
It's weird. I have to lower three ribs down. Mm-hmm. Right?
See,
you have to start. You have to count though. How am I gonna get there? I have to count three ribs.
I'm telling you, you're going straight to prison.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, all of these guys, they always end up, it sounds amazing. They open a studio.
And I told you a couple of days ago, I wanted to start a cult.
Yeah, these are the conversations we have with Adam. His last couple of days before prison.
I want to start, but it won't be a cult because I think cult has like a negative tone to it.
You want
to
have memberships only.
Like a gathering.
Men and women.
No men. Women.
Okay. See?
Men can guard the outer perimeter.
How would people not have a negative?
No, women. Like, they could be
when
men.
You have these kind of rules.
They're guarding the outside the gate.
And you're only trying to help women. How does that? Not assume you're up to no good?
I want to help the vulnerable women because obviously there's amazing women.
But there's a lot of vulnerable men living alone.
I know, but I don't have the expertise to help the men.
So your expertise are only for the females.
Females. I have
something that has been given to you.
I went to school for this.
Specifically for the females.
Just for the women's.
What school is this?
Huh?
What are these credentials that you have?
The female studies of Mogadishu.
Oh, God. Not even Hargeisa. Oh, Lord.
This is what I've been doing for the past. Why do you think we haven't been recording? Getting my shit together. Trying to help you people.
I'm telling you, they're going to call me for the documentary, you know, 10 years later.
He has fathered many.
Yeah, I knew Adam before.
Remember that crazy...
I'm telling you, there's countless.
Remember that documentary?
There's hundreds, brother.
The latest one, something Our Father. It's on Netflix.
Keep Sweet?
Korean. No, the white one.
Yeah.
And he works, he has a lab of people that can't get pregnant. He kind of inseminate whatever. You know,
are you talking about the one in Waco? Not that one, right?
No, not that one. There's
Keep
a new
Sweet?
One. It's called Our Father.
Oh, you're talking about the doctor who...
Yes. He has a clinic. You know, two couples that come, they can't get pregnant. Yeah. So he uses his sperm instead of the husband's sperm.
And he has like 500 kids now.
And then when they started this... Yeah, and then when they started this, like Ancestry.com, whatever, you know...
Yeah, he never thought about that.
Why do I have 500 siblings around my area?
Yeah. And I think like two of them married each other.
Yeah, it was wild. This is... I want to be...
Why would you ever want to be a part of this? This is a nightmare. These are the people you look up to.
It's very fascinating.
Imagine that was your doctor, Adam. Imagine you're a woman. That's fascinating to you?
Because I want a child. End of the day, I want a child. It's whatever, you know?
But why would you want that bald-headed man's child?
It has nothing to do with him.
You want a child with a random donor, not him.
No, it doesn't matter. Him, it's, as long as if I'm looking for a child, I'm looking for a child. It doesn't really matter. At that point, I'm already devastated. But anyways, yeah. If you guys want to get it, DM me. We'll get that gathering sorted out.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be a cult leader. This is crazy.
Not a cult, man. It's a gathering. It's a special place.
Gathering is just one-time thing. So you'd have to be... You just have a club, basically.
Yeah, but we continue to gather.
A female book club.
No, there's no reading.
Just you just giving orders. You're like there.
The main topic of today was certain things that are easier for men that might seem difficult for women, right?
Communication is tough.
It is tough, man.
For women in the beginning.
I remember actually going to, you know, back when I was in a relationship, we would go over to so-and-so's house and we have movie night, we would have board game night,
yeah,
and you know, different couples would come.
Couples and, night,
yeah, pretty much. So I remember one time, and the thing is, I'm very like outspoken. I say whatever that comes to my mind, you know, and it's you never know how you're gonna, how the other person or the person you're with, your partner, how she's gonna feel about, you know, everything that you say.
Yeah.
I remember making a remark, and I'm like, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't have.
You caught yourself while you're saying it?
No, after I said it, and then I noticed, I looked at her, and she's like,
you piece idiot. Of
shit. Yeah. So imagine at an open space like this, when there's multiple couples, your friends, your family, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that you're and in the eyes of a woman. So imagine that you as a female, that you notice that your husband or your boyfriend or whatever the hell he is to you,
mm-hmm.
is like the nas, the retard in the group,
the donkey.
He's like not the smartest, not the brightest. He's just, he can't put a sentence together. He's like, he seems so you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a little off. From the rest,
like,
of them.
Alf is, yeah, everyone is laughing. You know, they make that one witty joke. Yeah. And you know, something, you know.
Yeah, and then.
And he's like, what? And then he's like.
The husband's like, I don't get it.
Only, yeah, he's like, he's the only one that's not laughing. Everyone's like, oh. So smart, wallah.
And then your the husband or the boyfriend's there in the corner.
It's just like, I don't understand.
I'm hungry.
Hey, Google. What? What's the? It's. I remember how
that's a tough place to be in.
It is, man. So I can only imagine those moments. Imagine if your man is that person that the people talk about. Like, yeah, why is she with him just because of his looks? Is she with him because of, you know, something else? Because he's really not that bright.
Yeah, is it because he has money?
But the thing is, does he have money? Unless his family.
That's true. Because if you're brain dead, how are you gonna have?
Yeah, unless you're getting those checks,
this is handicap checks. Could you be so dumb that you just it becomes a disability?
It could be. I think so.
And how is by that point, like, she's crazy too for marrying him. What the hell? How did she even marry this guy?
Well, have you seen outside? It's slim pickings, wallah.
So basically, she settled for just this orangutan.
You have to understand, this guy is never getting better. The disability checks are forever.
The doctors are like, yo, it's only gonna get worse, huh?
You can, well, with age, right? You start forgetting shit.
That's true.
Imagine him forgetting shit.
Everybody gets dumber, right? So he's going backwards.
He never went forward, and he's still going backwards.
He's gonna meet everybody.
The next morning, what are these? Oh God, Jamal, this is your shoes.
Oh God.
Oh, okay.
No, it's. That's a good question. How do you, like, how does she basically, forget that party. There's a bigger picture. She's living with this person. This is her life now.
It is.
Only the party just puts light on the fact that he's like this, but she probably was hiding it for a long time. She probably tried to not come to these meetings and these, but yeah, my husband's busy working. He's never worked ever.
He doesn't work. He stays home, right?
Because obviously the world is dangerous for him.
Yeah, she made a safe place in the basement for him.
Because think about it, if you're that unintelligent, like, it's sad because the world is very dangerous. If you're not, your brain's not working. You walk out, somehow you earn a bus to Phoenix. How did I get here?
I wanted to go buy milk.
We laugh about it, but it's a reality. Some people have to deal with it. There's probably people out there listening that are, like, crying right now, you know, like, this is my husband.
I know you guys are thinking about the person, your husband or the person you're with, and even the guys. If you go,
yeah, exactly. This could be the other way, and I think we have to look into this and actually create another, actually full episode on just intelligence, and how it can affect it's people,
very broad, man,
family and friends. Yeah. Like, you could be your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, or brother, sisters. Like, people that are not intelligent, like, you have to deal with them, right? That's the thing. The people that are not intelligent, they're obviously not listening to this. They're watching ABC show.
You trying to make fun of our listeners?
No, I'm saying the ones who are listening obviously have to be intelligent. I'm saying the ones who are not listening are the ones who are not able to put these sentences together. They're watching cartoons and stuff, right? So the ones listening, how do you deal with it?
The smart ones are listening.
No, but think about it. How do you deal with it?
There's
people listening right now. They're like, it's touching them. They're like, yo,
it is,
man.
Because they're remembering those moments.
You have to be patient.
Why did you say that? Like, or why did he do that? You know, because there's a lot of times where we just mess up and it's like, what? Because we can have brain farts.
Yeah.
Moments here, moments hiccup. There. But when that shit just happens very frequent, it's like, oh shit.
It's tough. You have to be patient. But the thing is,
No, you can't be patient for these things. Wallahi. You have to let them
go. You have to let them go?
Yeah, you have to.
They're going to die.
Bring them outside. But it's where you found them.
You let them go into the world?
Go back. Go back.
That person is going to be found somewhere.
2 minutes later, he's coming.
You know those people? A man was found in the lake. How did you end up in the lake, sir?
Yeah. He has a little note in his pocket. Back was nowhere to be found.
No, you know they have the little note grocery list. Milk eggs. Mm-hmm. Found in Lake Michigan. Oh, Lord. That's a good question, though.
It's kind of sad, man. It's kind of sad, though.
If you've chosen it, like you've chosen the person for a reason, whatever your reason is.
You're not choosing it because it's hard out here. You don't have to understand, sir.
But you're still making that decision.
I want to be with this person. Should I be alone without any kids, or should I get that guy that's sitting in the bus stop for the last freaking 2 months?
It's a decision at the end of the day. Once you make a decision, you got to stand by it, right? You have responsibility now. This is who you chose.
Oh, no. Got to see it through, my boy.
God damn it.
You gotta love him.
This is the person you're gonna be raised with on the day of judgment.
How smart or how, like...
Intelligence is very important, though. Like, if you're talking
about... It is, but imagine the sperm that he's passing down to you.
Of course, no. You can never be beside that person. Like, that's another decision you have to make. Do you want this continue this...
If you should impregnate you or not?
Yes. Do you want to continue this...
Local sperm bank.
Continue the offsprings of this chimpanzee and just... further prolong the lineage. Why has it not been cut like 500 years ago?
Yeah, because sometimes
somebody kept coming to.
I'll be like it's doing something, and I'll see this. So usually, always a guy doing some dumb shit.
But
I'm
dumb
like,
girls
they're still making these people. Like when will they stop making this type of person?
I feel like you're giving a pass to women too because there's a lot of airheaded.
No, but I see because I don't really. I'm not, that's why I'm trying to start this thing.
Because you're not seeing
the
women.
The women in their habitat, right?
See the ones who are intelligent, unintelligent.
Yeah, men are outside very frequent. Oh, literally 6 a.m.
They're out and about, right?
But women,
that's crazy too. Like the ones who are kind of slow, they always wake up early too. You notice that?
Yeah, they don't.
They hide among us.
Yeah.
It's not like they wake up at noon or 1 p.m.
No.
They wake up early, they get on the bus, right?
Yeah.
But you never find out where they're going.
No, because the thing is...
They get their little suit, the shoes from Aldo.
It's not staying home, watching a couple of shows. No. He's up and he's out.
Yeah, this is the thing, like...
He's up and he's out.
This is interesting. We got to talk about this. We have to talk about...
But as long as now we understand, I want people to understand as well, to kind of sum up everything. Stop grabbing him by the hand and saying, let's go.
Communication is tough. We understand. For women,
exactly
it's tough.
Exactly how you feel. Exactly what you want done. You know what's interesting? The more honest we are with our significant other, the better it is for both parties. Like, imagine if a girl came to me like, I want you to do this and this and this and this to me.
Right now.
Like, wow. Let's go.
No, I think you'd be disgusted.
You're not disgusted because the thing, this is just for you, right? No. I'm not saying, hey, yeah, bring that guy, you know what I mean?
A random lady coming to you at a bus stop.
No, I'm talking about your spouse. I'm talking about
okay.
Come on, stay with me.
That's what I'm saying. If you said, you just said a random
No,
a
I'm lady saying, girl another. What are you?
Adam, I want you to do that.
No, wow. Imagine Please? She's telling you everything.
Yes, okay. It's of course, it's, you're with you your person confidence. You're with, this is communication. Communication is key.
Yeah.
This is something that try people dream about.
Try something new, you know. What are some of the some?
But that's the whole point of this, right? We're trying to speak about how certain things, communication-wise, are not a woman's strong suit, right? We've been given that privilege as men to be able to go out. It's not befitting for
vocal.
It's not befitting for women in this certain, especially certain cultures and stuff. Like they're taught not to be very out. They thought that this is not, you know,
men
very
can do better too, man.
It's not very woman like, you know, like lady like to behave.
It's not, but I'm talking about if you were that guy, if you guys are just dating, probably not, even maybe a little bit, but I'm talking about like marriage wise speak up, you know. Men need to do better too.
Can you turn around? I had no idea this was a problem. I didn't see the research on this, but clearly you have.
I seen the numbers.
I just thought they had like an organization. There's like some freaky scholar that
deals with stuff. Numbers, man. We need people to be vocal. We need men to stop saying those three words.
I just pictured like an older lady that has like
turn around
experience
now.
And she tells them, you have to start yelling. Like something like that, you know?
No. But we need women to take their share in this game, man. Take their spot. You know, you guys are old a lot. And if you guys need any more ideas, I got a lot of ideas.
No, please stay away from Adam.
Join find your local club. I got videos I can send too. Got brochures and shit. Flyers. I got them all. I got DVDs.
We're gonna end up on a Netflix documentary.
I hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Yes.
I hope you guys learned something.
We love you guys.
I'm going to put my number on the bottom where you guys can just call me. Try to call me like between, like after afternoon, like before 4 p.m.
Yeah, this episode is all Adam's idea. These are the things that it goes wrong in his head.
And make sure we'll get you situated.
These are the things he thinks about after Fajr.
Until next time.
Those are two cool guys right there. Two lunatics.
These are two lunatics.
Follow them on their Instagram, Pod Pipers. And until next time, peace. Those are two cool guys right there. Two lunatics.
These are two lunatics.
Follow them on their Instagram, Pod Pipers. And until next time, peace.